This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test, number 4. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. What's the time?
Have you got the time?
Yes, it's 3:20.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What time will the flight leave?
This is an announcement for all passengers on the 10:35 flight to Rome, flight number BA934. We regret that due to engine problems, there will be a 1-hour delay. The new departure time will be 11:35. Please wait in the departure lounge until you're called.
Now listen again.
This is an announcement for all passengers on the 10:35 flight to Rome, flight number BA934. We regret that due to engine problems, there will be a 1-hour delay. The new departure time will be 11:35. Please wait in the departure lounge until you're called.
Two. Which is the photo of the girl's father?
Have I shown you this amazing old photo of my father I found the other day?
Let's see. Wow! Is that really him?
Yes, it is. He had a lot of hair in those days, didn't he? And he didn't wear glasses like he does now.
Now listen again.
Have I shown you this amazing old photo of my father I found the other day?
Let's see. Wow! Is that really him?
Yes, it is. He had a lot of hair in those days, didn't he? And he didn't wear glasses like he does now.
Three. What must the woman wear at work?
I have to wear a uniform at work. It's an ordinary white dress with short sleeves and an open neck. It's also got a blue belt. It's quite nice.
Now listen again.
I have to wear a uniform at work. It's an ordinary white dress with short sleeves and an open neck. It's also got a blue belt. It's quite nice.
Four. Where will they sit in the theatre?
Hello. I'd like to book a couple of tickets for tonight's show. We don't want to sit too near the stage. We were at the front last time we went, and it was too near the actors. We'd like to be about halfway back. Oh, and to one side, not in the centre.
Now listen again.
Hello. I'd like to book a couple of tickets for tonight's show. We don't want to sit too near the stage. We were at the front last time we went, and it was too near the actors. We'd like to be about halfway back. Oh, and to one side, not in the centre.
Five. How did the woman cook the onions?
These onions are lovely. How did you cook them? They're not fried, surely. They must be grilled or baked.
I've never heard of grilling onions.
Or maybe you boiled them.
I just put them in the oven. It's the best way, actually.
Now listen again.
These onions are lovely. How did you cook them? They're not fried, surely. They must be grilled or baked.
I've never heard of grilling onions.
Or maybe you boiled them.
I just put them in the oven. It's the best way, actually.
Six. What will the man buy?
I'm just going out for a newspaper. Can I get you anything?
It's Sarah's birthday today. I've got her a card, but can you buy her some flowers or some chocolate?
She'd prefer a nice plant. I'll get that.
OK, then.
Now listen again.
I'm just going out for a newspaper. Can I get you anything?
It's Sarah's birthday today. I've got her a card, but can you buy her some flowers or some chocolate?
She'd prefer a nice plant. I'll get that.
OK, then.
Seven. How will they travel to Edinburgh?
Are you going to take the train up to Edinburgh?
We've booked tickets on the coach, actually. We wanted to drive up there, but we've been having problems with the car, and we can't afford to fly.
Now listen again.
Are you going to take the train up to Edinburgh?
We've booked tickets on the coach, actually. We wanted to drive up there, but we've been having problems with the car, and we can't afford to fly.
That is the end of part one.